Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're focusing on a fundamental truth that often gets lost in the noise of daily life. I want you to remember, you are loved. Let's get into it. From the moment you took your first breath, you were loved, regardless of struggles, doubts, or hardships you face. The truth remains, you are deeply valued, cherished, and worthy of love. Yet in a world filled with judgment, comparisons, and insecurity, it's easy to lose sight of this fundamental truth. You are love. Podcast today is just an episode about rediscovering the power of love, starting with yourself. Many of us seek validation from others, believing that love must be earned or proven, but real love, the kind that transforms and uplifts, is not conditional. It is inherent, unwavering, and already within you. So I want to focus on that today, how to break down the barriers that keep us all from fully embracing love, the self-doubt, the past wounds, the fear of rejection, and just focus on a life that's filled with deeper connections, self-acceptance, and inner peace. So just go over that and focused on different heartfelt encouragements and wisdoms that gives you a better understanding of living life in the fullness of love. You don't have to prove your worthiness. You don't have to earn your place. You are loved just as you are. And once you embrace this truth, it will change everything for you. And for me personally, love has always been the number one agenda in my life. I can recall as a little girl, a kid, I think I was just like 8 or 9, but I just love always calling my mom at work after school. Like, I just want to let you know I love you. And I think I tell her I love her like 5 or 6 times a day, but I don't know. That's just a part of my life and understanding that and just spreading that love and kindness. And it's still, as an adult, it's something that I do now with my hubby. He's up super earlier than I am. And I'm like, hey, wake me up before you leave. It's like 5 a.m. And I'm like, I just want you to know I love you. I love you. Know that. So that's my morning ritual with my hubby. I've already said too much, but know that in this world that's constantly bombarding us with so many things that, you know, you're being told and measured your worth by your achievements, your appearances, and your social status, it's easy to forget our inherent value. We can become consumed by self-doubt, feeling unloved or unworthy, but the truth is you are loved, not because of what you do, but because of who you are. So this episode isn't about denying the challenges of feeling unloved. It's about reminding you of your instant worth and exploring how to cultivate a deeper sense of love and acceptance of yourself. So we're going to get real and raw about the struggles of feeling unloved and explore how to embrace the profound truth that you are loved. We'll explore the common reasons we struggle to believe we are loved, discuss the importance of self-love and self-compassion, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating a deeper sense of worthiness. We'll be honest about the emotional work involved, the vulnerability required, but also celebrate the immense peace, joy, and freedom that comes with knowing you are loved. So what are some of the common reasons we struggle to believe we are loved? Let's talk about that. Sometimes, like I said, it's rooted in past experiences, negative experiences in relationships or childhood that create feelings of unworthiness. So it starts from some sort of experience that you've had in the past, and that kind of shapes how you view things in the future and what you believe love is, what that feeling is, and how you're treated and how you see yourself and your value. Or it could stem from low self-esteem, internalizing negative beliefs about yourself. Maybe it's not something that you originally thought, but maybe someone put that there to, you know, plant those seeds of doubts. But I want to tell you that your self-esteem is yours. That's why it's called self-esteem. So understand that your value and your worth, it comes from within. It's not defined by anyone else. So work on that if that's something that you're experiencing. We're all human. Another one is fear of rejection, avoiding vulnerability and connection due to fear of being hurt, comparison to others. That's another one. Constantly comparing yourselves and your lives and to others, and that feeling of being inadequate or being a perfectionist. Holding yourself to unrealistic standards and feeling like, you know, you're never good enough and you're seeking that level of perfectionism. Please, 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 no one is perfect. So don't put that weight on yourself. Lack of self-compassion. You're very critical. You're very hard on yourself. And you're unforgiving, most importantly, of yourself. Or you're just carrying those social and society pressures. You're internalizing those messages that you see on the web and social media, and you're equating that to your worth with those external factors or materialism or whatever that looks like. So I want to talk about some practical strategies for cultivating a sense of being loved. The first thing is you have to show yourself some grace and have self-compassion. Be kind to your soul and understand and accept your flaws and your limitation, and challenge those limited thoughts and beliefs, and replace the critical thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself how great and how worthy you are, and focus on your strengths. Recognize and, you know, focus on your unique talents and your abilities, and practice gratitude. Appreciate all of the good things in your life and all of the qualities that you possess, and be genuine when you're doing that assessment of gratitude and, you know, just doing that assessment of the things that you're thankful for. And most importantly, set boundaries, not just any boundaries. Healthy boundaries. Protect your energy, protect your peace, and protect your well-being. And embrace all of your flaws and imperfections. Understand that everyone will make mistakes, and that imperfections, that's just what makes you human. That's a part of your unique identity. So understand that, and understand just overall how to embrace your imperfections and connect with your values. Live a life that is aligned with your core beliefs and your standards and who you are. And be mindful. Always be present in the moment. Have that level of self-awareness. Don't be tone deaf. Don't be the person that's not reading the room or reading your circumstances. And appreciate your own thoughts and your own feelings. Value yourself. Value your worth. Know what you bring to the table. And surround yourself with just overall positive influences, and engage in activities that bring you joy and happiness. Pursue different hobbies and activities that make you feel good about yourself and alive. And anything that you're passionate about, anything that brings a smile to your face and warms your heart, pursue that. Engage in those activities and recognize your truth. Understand that you are loved and that your worth is undeniable. Your inner worth, you are valuable simply because you exist, simply because you are born. Love is not conditional. Love is unconditional. You don't have to earn love. You are worthy of it unconditionally. So understand that love is unconditional. you're going to have it regardless. I think a lot of us confuse unconditional love with just kind of like tolerating anything or, you know, any behavior. But understand that loving yourself is holding yourself accountable and having that level of awareness and loving yourself through hardships and challenges and loving your flaws and embracing yourself exactly as you are and not being your own worst critic, but give yourself grace and acceptance for who you truly are and what you bring to the table and what you have to offer. That's unconditional love. Seeing all of your potential and loving where you're at and understanding it's okay and where you want to go and who you want to become. And just not trying to change those things and accepting the process. So reflect on that. Take a moment to internalize, you know, some things that you could be more kinder to yourself and what areas can you show yourself more unconditional love and have that compassion and grace for yourself. I just want you to know that you are so worthy. You are worthy of love from yourself. Cultivating that self-love is essential. Love surrounds you. Open your heart to the love that is already present in your life. You are love, and it's not a cliche. It's a fundamental truth. Embrace it, believe it, and let it transform your life. There is power when you understand love and your worth, what truly matters the most, and understand how to unpack those myths about love and worthiness. And if you need additional resources cultivating that self-love, my book, Self-Love Matters by Alicia Eads, is available now on Amazon. Get your copy today, because recognize love in your life and all of the ways to properly care for yourself and just enhance your overall self-love and value and worth. So you have to know, most importantly, how to break down the barriers to love, overcome the self-doubt and insecurity, and healing past wounds and emotional scars, and let go of fear and rejections, because there's so much power in self-love and self-acceptance and gratitude, and know why self-love is even essential and how to nurture that self-love in your daily routines and incorporating that and just developing a positive and loving mindset so that you can manifest that in all areas of your life and cultivating meaningful connections, building those healthy and loving relationships, and setting appropriate boundaries because you understand your worth and protect your heart, understanding different love languages. We did a podcast on that, the different love languages. So if you need to go back and check that one out, go check it out. Know what your love language is and how they impact your relationships. When you truly know the value of love and what you bring to the table and how to love yourself, you're able to express love freely, learning to give love without fear, and the importance of forgiveness and having that grace and compassion for yourself and others, and just spreading kindness and compassion in the world, living in the fullness of love, just embracing that daily, and developing gratitude and appreciation for life and understanding how much richer life is when it's full of love, finding peace and joy in knowing you are love. Love is not something you have to chase. Love is not something that you have to prove or earn. It's already within you, surrounding you, and available in abundance. When you truly accept that you are loved without conditions, without limits, it transforms how you see yourself and how you experience the world. Some people think they have to reach a level of success before they could feel worthy of love and all of its greatness, but you're worthy at whatever stage you're at in life, you deserve love and you're worthy. You are love. So take that time to practice gratitude and mindfulness and just having that understanding of how special you are. And if you've had some bad experiences that, you know, told you some stories and lies about your value and worth, it's time to get the resources so that you can reshape and reclaim the narrative, because you are loved and you are valued just as you are from the moment you came on this earth. So take that time to embark on a journey to rediscover the power of love, starting with yourself. Looking within versus seeking outward validation and acceptance. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the hype. Understand, most importantly, if you don't believe anything else, that you are loved. And it doesn't have to be earned or proven. You're loved and accepted just as you are. So spread that love and light and uplift others, because you being loved is not a conditional thing. It's unconditional, regardless of where you're at and where you're trying to go and whatever flaws you think you have. You're loved with those flaws. The love is unwavering. It's within you. So show yourself that love. Show yourself that care. And embrace love versus self-doubt. And if you have some past wounds, focus on healing. Focus on forgiveness. Focus on being open and not letting fear stop you from moving towards having a loving and fulfilling life with deeper connections and self-acceptance. And most importantly, inner peace. You deserve a life full of love, happiness, and peace. So what are you waiting on? Live your life. Spread love, light, and positivity. The world needs more people like you that understands they're loved. You're loved. I'm loved. We're loved. So be great and spread that love and kindness in the world. And don't let anyone dim your light or try to diminish your worth, because your worth isn't based on others' opinions and thoughts and beliefs. It's based off of you simply being, by you simply being alive. You are love no matter what anyone tries to convince you otherwise. Know your worth, know who you are. And like I said, if you're struggling, if you're facing something where you don't feel love, where you doubt yourself, where you may not have the best self-esteem, that's okay. The first step is honesty and acceptance and realizing who you are. Work on developing those areas of yourself where you could feel more love and show yourself more kind and care and heal from any of those wounds and scars. Because I just want you to know, if no one else has told you, that you are loved, you are valued, you are a treasure and a gift to the world, and you are simply a gift. So go be great. Go show yourself that love and compassion and spread love to others. And if you see someone that's down, and if you recognize someone that's feeling unloved or inadequate or unworthy, share this message with them. Let them know you are loved. You matter, you're worthy, you're special, and you don't have to do anything but simply be yourself. You're amazing. Just the way you are, and you are loved no matter what, unconditionally, just as you are. What areas of your life are you focusing to cultivate a deeper sense of self-love? What small step can you take today to embrace the truth that you are loved? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are loved. Embrace it and shine brightly. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.